Vocalist Sheila Chandra was Britain's first mainstream Asian pop star back in 1982. But her Indian heritage, combined with her British upbringing, led her to explore music beyond pop. She discovered connections between Celtic and Indian music, and now on her current CD, A Bone Crone Drone, she uses drone as the path to other sounds and cultures.
When you set up a structure like a drone, you set up a cyclic principle, and you set up a melting pot, because inside the drone, in the bones of the drone, are the harmonics. This album, it was a dilemma, really. I had to freeze a moment in time, and yet I wanted to create a living experience. I wanted to put a magnifying glass over the experience that I have when I hear whispers of ideas in drones. What will happen is that I'll hear something in my head very often. If I'm lucky and I connect to something, if I feel as though the song is whispering itself into my ear, I will hear the melody in my head and just sing it onto a tape. For me, tapes are necessary because I don't write music. I'm vaguely dyslexic in that area, and so I do need the tapes. And I find that it's a much more accurate way of recording the emotion and recording the vocal tone, which, you know, one can't do when one's just writing crotchets and minims. I think drones are an accompaniment to life. They're around us in the form of streams, in the form of the blood singing in our ears, in the form of that little drone that the stapes bone in the middle ear emits when you're late at night, you can't go to sleep and you hear it. This is awful high-pitched drone. But also around us in the electronic world, I know some photocopiers that have got great drones. Hand dryers and the restrooms or whatever. They seem to be a prerequisite for aliveness, almost, that they are constantly present. And I think that's why drone music has a very ancient, primal, fundamental feel for a lot of people. You know, if we put it behind a rock song, people immediately call it atmospheric and anthemic. And I think the effect of using drones in more adventurous music, is to ground it, because it is such an amazing structure. What Steve Coe and myself have done on the album is to layer in all sorts of other subtle sounds, other harmonics which we've placed, other layers of filters and arrangement psychologies, which means that apart from the lead vocal, which is pointing towards this experience, the lead vocal is not the focus, just pointing towards this experience, there are also layers of things which you maybe will only hear on the 20th listen or on your friend's stereo or at a different volume. In other words, it becomes a living experience because your brain tries to make sense of all these harmonic patterns and create melodies out of them, and you become 50% of the creative process every time you listen to the album, and it will be a fresh experience for you every time.
The recording is called A Bone Crone Drone. Sheila Chandra spoke with Bob Boylan, who directs our program.